The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
The U.S. and the EU are preparing new sanctions against Russia, what the targets are. And a day after revealing his 9.2% stake in Twitter, Elon Musk has now joined its board.
Being in that position certainly makes his voice heard more on the board, and just his stake makes him a much more powerful figure than he was previously.
What it means for Musk and for the social media giant. Plus, the challenges of buying a home with cryptocurrency. It's Tuesday, April 5th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared virtually before the UN Security Council today, calling for Russia to be removed from the council or that the group should be overhauled or dissolved entirely. Zelensky warned that newly uncovered atrocities in other Ukrainian cities could prove to be even worse than those found in Bucha, where he said more than 300 civilians had been tortured or killed by Russian forces. Moscow has denied any responsibility for the alleged crimes. So far, the Security Council has not taken action against Russia. As a permanent member of the Council, it holds veto power that can be used to block binding resolutions on Ukraine. However, the U.S. and the EU are planning additional sanctions against Russia in the wake of recent reports. Here's National Security News editor Daniel Nassau.
The European Commission proposed broad sanctions that includes a ban on imports of Russian coal, bans on most Russian and Belarusian road shipping into the EU, some blocks on machinery exports, and more measures targeting the Russian oligarchs and their families. And we also understand that on Wednesday, the U.S. is going to announce a new package of sanctions that would ban all new investment in Russia and would include some additional measures on Russian financial institutions, as well as some Russian government officials.
President Biden has announced a rule change to the Affordable Care Act that will allow more families to get subsidies. Under the current law, workers can't get ACA subsidies to lower their premiums if they have affordable health insurance coverage from an employer. But affordability is determined by the cost of coverage for the employee, not for their spouse or children. The Kaiser Family Foundation says about 5 million people are affected by the so-called family glitch. Speaking at the White House today, the president said the change will recalculate what's considered affordable.
Starting next year, working families in America will get the help they need to afford full family coverage. Everyone in the family.
Biden was joined by former President Barack Obama to make the announcement on the 12th anniversary of the law. Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard says the central bank is committed to reducing inflation this year, including by approving significant reductions in its $9 trillion asset portfolio next month. At a virtual conference today, Brainard said the Fed is preparing to move to a more neutral position that no longer provides stimulus to the economy.
It's of paramount importance to get inflation down. Accordingly, the committee will continue tightening monetary policy methodically through a series of interest rate increases and by starting to reduce the balance sheet at a rapid pace as soon as our May meeting.
The details of the plan are set to be released tomorrow in the minutes from last month's Fed meeting. Amazon is stepping up its plans to spend billions of dollars on a fleet of internet satellites competing with Elon Musk's SpaceX. Amazon's Project Kuiper unit says it secured up to 83 planned launches that would take satellites into orbit over a five-year stretch. Two prototype launches are set for this year. And General Motors and Honda say they're planning to develop a line of affordable electric vehicles together, deepening strategic ties to bring EVs to the mass market. The automakers say they'll collaborate on underlying technology that would be used to produce several electric models, including compact SUVs, for North and South America and China. The first EVs are expected in 2027. Coming up, Elon Musk has gone from a top user on Twitter to shareholder to member of the board of directors in just a few days. But what does he plan to do with his newfound power? More on what we know after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
A lot can happen in 24 hours, especially on Twitter. Yesterday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk disclosed that he has a more than 9% stake in the social media company, making him the company's largest shareholder. Today, another surprise. Twitter announced that Musk, who has been a vocal critic of Twitter, is now joining its board. Among the other 11 members is Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey, who used the social media platform to welcome Musk, tweeting that he's wanted him on for a long time. Musk's new appointment has some restrictions. It's a 2-year term, and according to a Twitter securities filing, as long as he remains a director, Musk can't own more than 14.9% of the company's stock. So, what does he intend to do as a board member of Twitter? And what will his new role mean for the social media giant? Joining me now is Wall Street Journal technology reporter Sarah Needleman. And before we start, full disclosure, Dow Jones, publisher of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Twitter. So, Sarah, this is a pretty big change in the course of about a day. What does a position on Twitter's board now allow Musk to do that he wasn't able to do just as a shareholder? And what are the limitations on that?
Well, it gives him a much bigger voice. This means he's part of the boardroom that meets regularly and, you know, is expected to participate. And he could have his voice heard directly to Twitter's board and management in a more formal context than he had previously.
Speaking of that voice, he's been a vocal critic of Twitter in the past. What are you hearing about how this might play out now that he's on the board?
Well, there's a lot of speculation, and Mr. Musk hasn't been specific about his plans, but he has talked in the past about being a fierce free speech advocate and has referred to himself as a free speech absolutist. And being the kind of person who, as a power user, he has ideas about what could potentially make the service better. He's talked about introducing the edit button that people seem to be interested in. And certainly he has a technology through Tesla, machine learning and AI technology that could perhaps lend itself to Twitter's content moderation practices. And he could also just, you know, rally his supporters around him to suggest ideas and bring them forward and see what might come of that.
What else do we know about his intentions in joining the board, and might his role on other company boards give us some clues about what he hopes to do at Twitter?
Well, this is a person who's very outspoken. He's not shy. So being on the board, he'll have the opportunity to be very explicit in what he's looking to do. And certainly he's not afraid of ruffling any feathers. So if he says something critical, we should be not surprised by that at all. And he's involved in multiple companies. He's a power user. So there's a lot that he could potentially do. But again, it's a lot of speculation at this point. But being in that position certainly makes his voice heard more on the board, and just his stake makes him a much more powerful figure than he was previously.
Musk has also expressed interest in starting his own social media company. Does his role at Twitter now prevent him from doing that?
Well, it certainly would provide a conflict of interest. And not knowing the exact terms of his board arrangement, it's hard to say for sure, but the conflict of interest is undeniable. Even though he is quite the smart gentleman and a very busy guy, it would be a lot, I would think, for him to start a media company in addition to everything he has going on. But then again, Mr. Musk surprises many of us in multiple ways, so anything is possible.
He's also gotten himself in trouble on Twitter before, resulting in a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission that requires the regulator to pre-approve his tweets. Musk is seeking to end that arrangement. How might his new role at Twitter factor in there?
SEC has a number of rules in place about what public company investors can say or what public company CEOs can say and share publicly on a forum like Twitter. And so Mr. Musk has crossed the line in that area before, and certainly put him in hot water with the SEC. And I don't see why his board position on Twitter would necessarily change that. If he continues to break the rules, he'll continue to face the consequences.
In a broader sense, Sarah, Twitter and other social media companies are grappling with how to moderate content, both for free speech, but also to weed out disinformation and harmful content on their platforms. What are you hearing about how Musk might influence that debate at Twitter?
Mr. Musk has been very vocal about having a commitment to free speech. And he did a poll on Twitter saying free speech is essential to a functioning democracy. Do you believe Twitter rigorously adheres to this principle? More than 70% of the roughly 2 million people who responded voted no. So I think there's going to be a lot of attention on what he may or may not do in terms of influencing the management team over at Twitter to adjust how it goes about moderating content. And that could be perhaps changing up the algorithm, or it could have something to do with the editorial decisions that the company's management makes. I think it would be a surprising if it were to go away entirely, because without some form of moderation, the user experience is likely to suffer significantly. And there have been some startup social media sites that have come about in recent years with much looser restrictions, and they have much smaller user bases. So some of the experts I spoke to said that's not a coincidence, that when anyone can say just about anything online, you're bound to run into trouble. And it's not just about individuals, but we're talking about, you know, government propaganda as well. So you mix that with hate speech, then things can get very ugly online. And that's why content moderation is tricky, but also very important area within the social media landscape.
That's Wall Street Journal technology reporter Sarah Needleman. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here. See you next time.
And finally, homebuyers in Miami have been able to purchase some properties in cryptocurrency since 2021. Now, some Miami lenders are going one step further and offering home mortgages in digital currencies. The fintech company Milo made the first crypto home loan in March, a 30-year mortgage in Bitcoin for a duplex. The firm says the response was so enthusiastic that it's looking to double its Miami office to handle the demand. But our real estate reporter Deborah Acosta, who's currently at a real estate blockchain conference, says buying property in crypto is complicated.
Legal experts point to the fact that the cryptocurrency space is still largely unregulated, and of course there could be some legal pitfalls there. And then of course there's the issue with fluctuations in the price of digital currencies. So like if, for example, if suddenly the price of Bitcoin falls, then your lender may require you to put up additional collateral to make up for that. Of course, you have to have enough crypto in order to collateralize this loan. Like if you want to buy $1 million house, you need to give these companies at least $1 million worth of crypto as collateral. So that's another thing to keep in mind. You need to have quite a bit of crypto in order to make this work.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.